理课堂听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom. I'm Steve and with me again is Hazel. We've been talking about the five most unusual jobs. Now the first time we talked about mystery shopping. That's when you can go shopping, but you have to write a report about the things you buy and the service you receive. But the good thing is you get to keep what you buy.
That might be a fun job. Or maybe you'd like to be a laughter therapist. Those are people that help others learn how to laugh so that you can live a happier and healthier life.
I liked that one. And our third job we looked at was a video game tester. You can actually get paid to play video games. That would be a lot of fun for a lot of people.
I guess it would be for a while. But you know, Steve, I don't think any of these jobs are my dream jobs.
Well, Hazel, if you don't think any of those are your dream jobs, alligator wrestling might be the job for you.
Alligator wrestling?
That's right. You can actually make a living by wrestling alligators.
Yeah, if you live long enough. Well, join us today on page 22 and learn more about alligator wrestling.
The top five most unusual jobs. Alligator wrestler. This job definitely requires a sense of adventure. Alligator wrestlers do just what their job title implies. They wrestle alligators. Crowds watch a wrestler grab an alligator, wrap his arms around the animal, and pry its mouth open. Holding the mouth open, the wrestlers then give a brief talk about alligators to the crowd. You might think such a dangerous job would pay well, but most wrestlers make just 8 to 12 U.S. dollars an hour. Some alligator wrestlers have a background in biology.
Well, you can actually make money wrestling alligators. This is one of our most dangerous jobs, one of the most dangerous, unusual jobs that we'll be talking about, because an alligator is very dangerous.
It is. Alligators are reptiles. They're big animals, and they live in swampy, wet areas, and they have big teeth.
Big teeth and sharp teeth. And they have very strong jaws. They're very dangerous to people and to other animals. Well, would you imagine there are people who wrestle them for money?
Well, it says you have to have a sense of adventure to do this job. And I think maybe you need to be very brave and very courageous.
That's right. If you have no sense of adventure, don't even think about trying this job as it's so dangerous. When you wrestle something, you're struggling with it, you're fighting with it, you're in close contact with it, and it's almost like a competition. You're trying to beat it.
Can you guess what an alligator wrestler does? It does just what the title implies. You can guess from the title exactly what the person does.
Right. You don't need to wonder what an alligator wrestler does. Sometimes someone's title, you might be introduced to a person and they might say, "I am a manager." But what does that mean? You have to guess and ask for more information. Here the author says when you hear the title of alligator wrestler, you don't have to guess. It means just what the job title implies.
They wrestle with alligators. And of course, this is a very dangerous job. And I guess people enjoy watching others wrestle alligators.
People will pay money to go see other people wrestle alligators. It says crowds watch a wrestler grab an alligator, wrap his arms around the animal, and pry his mouth open. So you can go to some places, maybe somewhere like a zoo, that have these kinds of events. You can go watch people wrestle alligators. Now let's look at the word grab first. When you grab something, you don't just take it, but you take it with force.
And you often take it quickly. So you grab the alligator forcefully and quickly, and then what do you do with it?
Well, then you wrap your arms around the animal. It's like giving it a big, big hug. You're hugging an alligator. Whoa, that is really dangerous.
And I don't think the alligator is just holding still for you to do that. They're probably struggling and trying to get away. And then after you grab it and wrap your arms around it, you try to open its mouth.
You open its mouth. The word we use here is pry, P-R-Y, and it means to force something open. You force the mouth open. The alligator doesn't want his mouth open, but the person who is wrestling it pries it open. Now, let's take a look at this word pry in today's word skit.
Can you help me pry open my desk?
Why? What's wrong?
It won't open because it's locked, so I need to pry it open.
Why don't you just use the key?
I can't find the key. That's why I have to pry it open.
Well, don't pry it open yet. Let's look for the key first.
That's a good idea.
All right. Where was the key when you saw it last?
It was inside my desk.
Oh, then let's start prying.
So the alligator wrestler pries open the mouth of the alligator. Well, I've heard that's actually not too hard to open up an alligator's mouth.
I've heard the same thing, Hazel, although I wouldn't want to try it. I've heard it's actually harder to keep the mouth open, and that's where the difficulty is. The alligator's jaws are so strong, their strength lies in closing their mouths. So that's a very difficult thing to do. Now, notice on line 16, we see the word his. We don't see her. Now, that's interesting because I'm not sure there are a lot of females who will try to wrestle alligators. Maybe there are, but if there aren't, perhaps some of you ladies might be the first to try.
Well, it won't be me. Anyway, the wrestlers have the alligator's mouth pried open, and then they give a talk. They probably give information about alligators to the watching crowd.
Right. They want to inform the audience, give them some facts about the alligators. All the while, the wrestler has the mouth open, and that's really a struggle between the wrestler and the alligator.
I think that's why it says it's a brief talk that they give.
Very short. It doesn't take a lot of time because the wrestler wants to let the alligator close the mouth and run free.
Well, Steve, this is such a dangerous job. I bet those alligator wrestlers make a lot of money.
You would think they do. The author says you might think such a dangerous job would pay well. But most wrestlers make just $8 to $12 an hour, which isn't a lot of money for such high danger, high risk action.
To be an alligator wrestler, you need to be strong, at least stronger than the alligator. And it also helps to have a background in biology.
Now, biology, of course, is the study of living things, which include animals and plants.
And so if you have a background in that, perhaps you would enjoy trying this unusual job, wrestling alligators.
Well, let's visit Ken and Rachel in the chat room, and then we'll have the remainder of our lesson. Please stay with us.
Welcome to the chat room. Today we learn about another unusual job. The job title is alligator wrestler.
So alligator wrestler is the job title. Now, how is a job title different from job description?
Job title is just the name of your job. For example, your job title is English teacher. But job description is the description of the responsibilities of your job.
So my job description might be teaching English in the chat room with Rachel?
That's right.
Job title 就是头衔职称，英文老师、会计师、电脑工程师，这些都是不同的 job titles。Job description 呢，字面上是职位的描述啊，其实就是指一个工作的职责，比如说一个职位当中所有要做的工作的一个说明，这个叫做 job description。The article also mentions that most wrestlers make just $8 to $12 an hour. Now that's not very good pay.
No, it's not. In fact, that's a pretty low wage for the amount of danger involved.
Now why did you use wage instead of salary?
Actually, both of them are okay. But if you have to make a distinction, salary refers to payment over a fixed period of time, such as per month or per year.But wages are based on the amount of hours worked.
So what kind of people get a salary and who gets a wage?
The so-called white-collar workers, or people like managers or supervisors in an office, receive salaries.
So laborers would take wages?
That's right. Laborers, or blue-collar workers, tend to take wages based on the amount of hours they work.
Wage 就是工资，通常是以钟点来计算的这个工资。像劳工啊或者蓝领阶级的通常是领 wage。Salary 呢指的是从事知识性或者专业性工作者的固定薪资，这个叫 salary。但这两个字的用法常常是可以互换着用，所以劳工当然也可以领 salary。
Let's take a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
How can you say goodbye to your friends using the word alligator? How can you say goodbye to your friends using the word alligator? See you later, alligator. And now it's time to say goodbye. See you later, alligator.
After a while, crocodile.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. We're talking about the five most unusual jobs. The last job we'll be looking at is called odor judger. Now, I have a very sensitive nose. You could say I have a good sense of smell. And Hazel, I don't know if I'm right or not, but I think I smell a diaper.
You're right, Steve. You do smell a diaper. I've been smelling this diaper here, and actually, it smells pretty good.That's because it's not a dirty diaper, it's a clean one.
Well, that's good, Hazel. Friends, please join us at the top of page 23 for Odor Judger.
The top five most unusual jobs. Odor Judger. This is a tough job.Odor judgers have to smell some pretty bad odors. Armpits, dirty diapers, and used cat litter are a few examples. Odor judgers help to make the products that cover up awful odor. If you have a good sense of smell and a strong stomach, this job might be for you. If none of these unusual jobs appeal to you, don't worry.There are plenty of other unique career opportunities out there. Remember, you don't need to stay in a job that's just too normal.
Okay, we're looking at odor judger. Now, first of all, an odor is something we detect with our nose.
That's right. It's something that we can smell. And you know, if you think about the word odor or say there's an odor, you often think something smells bad.
Right. I think of garlic. I think of onions. When I think of odor, I think of something that's maybe offensive to my nose, something that smells bad. But an odor can also be a good thing, right? It can have a good smell.
That's right. So if something smells good, you need to say that clearly. You need to say, oh, that odor smells sweet, or it's a nice odor. If you say there's an odor, people get the idea that it stinks.
Right. So you can say pleasant odor if it's a nice odor, or you might want to say aroma or scent. Those are ways to describe good odors. Okay, now judge, right? Someone who judges something.
Right, and that would be a person who decides, someone who makes a decision. So I guess an odor judger is making a decision about certain kinds of smells.
So you can actually go to work and put your nose to work. Your nose is your biggest tool, your most important tool when you go to work as an odor judger. Well, line one says, this is a tough job. And it probably isn't as tough as wrestling alligators, but it's tougher in a different way.
Right. I first thought it meant it was difficult because it's hard to judge smells. But I think it's a difficult job because it's hard to smell smells.
Is this really a dream job for some people? It might be a dream job for you. An odor judger has to smell some pretty bad odors, and that's why it's a tough job.
An example is armpits. Well, of course, that's the area under your arm that usually doesn't smell too well.
Another area or another thing that odor judgers have to smell are dirty diapers. Now, diapers, of course, are the paper or the cloth that you put between a baby's legs so that when it goes to the bathroom, it will, how do I say this in a nice way? It'll catch that stuff.
That's right. Well, I think all of us know about baby diapers. Another thing that people have to smell, odor judgers, is cat litter. Well, you know, if you have a cat that lives in the house, you usually have a box and it's filled with something like sand. It's not exactly sand. That sand-like material is called litter, cat litter.
Okay, and that cat litter is designed to absorb moisture and to absorb the smells after a cat has gone to the bathroom in the cat litter. So the cat can go to the bathroom inside the house. The cat doesn't have to go outside.
Woo! So a person that's an odor judger has to smell all these terrible smells. No wonder it's a tough job.
Not only do the judgers smell these smells, but they smell other terrible smells as well. These are just a few examples. Well, odor judgers help to make the products that cover up awful odor. They help the companies that make cat litter. They help the companies that make armpit or deodorant. They help these kinds of companies to mask the smells, the bad odors.
So maybe they have to smell it to see if they can still smell the bad or see if it smells better than it did before.
Okay, I just used the word mask, and that's another way to say cover up or hide an unpleasant odor. Now, it's interesting, Hazel. I always thought that a lot of companies want to do away or erase the bad odors, but in fact, a lot of the products that we buy are simply hiding or covering up the bad odors. The bad odors are still there. We just can't smell it.
That's true. If we could get rid of those bad odors, that would be the best thing. But sometimes that's impossible. And in that case, you have to cover up or disguise the bad smell.
Okay, line five, we see if you have a good sense of smell and a strong stomach, this job might be for you. You need a strong stomach. Why is that, Hazel?
Because if you don't have a strong stomach, smelling some of these bad odors might make you sick.
Someone who has a strong stomach doesn't get sick very easily. For example, they can eat a lot of spicy foods, for example, and it won't bother them.
Right. Or maybe they don't get car sick very easily. So if you have a strong stomach and a good sense of smell, maybe this is the job for you.
Maybe being an odor judger is your dream job. Well, if none of these unusual jobs appeal to you, don't worry. There are plenty of other unique career opportunities out there. Remember, you don't need to stay in a job that's too normal.
So if you're ready to change jobs, keep looking. I'm sure you can find an interesting and unique or different kind of job.
And that's what appeal means on line seven. It means interest. Does this job appeal to you? Does this job interest you? Well, friends, let's visit Michelle with some language tips, and then we'll be back with the rest of our lesson.
Everyone, I'm Michelle. 第一个重点我们来看 pry 这个动词。pry 在这里是当及物动词，意思是撬开某个东西。注意它的过去式还有过去分词是字尾的 y 去掉加上 ied。 例如 ,Mom pried the jar lid open with a knife. 妈妈用刀把玻璃罐的盖子给撬开。Pry 当不及物动词的时候是指打探人家的隐私。例如 ,I don't mean to pry, I'm just interested in knowing if you're seeing anyone. 我不是故意打探你的隐私，我只是想知道你最近有没有女朋友。继续我们看最后一段的标题的 older 这个名词。所以它的第一个 O 是发长音的 O 的音，但是后面的 OR 念成 R 的音，所以念成 odor。odor 是指气味，在这里特别是指臭味，例如 body odor 是指体臭。odor 和 smell、scent 还有 aroma 的用法有一点点不一样。smell 可以指香味或臭味， scent 的话一般是指比较清淡的香味，而 aroma 一般是指比较强烈的香味。最后我们看的是 cat litter 这个名词片语。cat litter 是指猫砂，是一种用具有吸收力的材质做成的沙子，可以吸收猫咪的排泄物，以便饲主清理，而且能够除臭。Well, time flies. I'm gonna see you next time on Studio Classroom. Bye bye!
Pry. The door was stuck shut. We had to pry it open. Biology.I normally don't like science, but biology is one of my favorite classes. Odor. Something really stinks. What is that terrible odor? Diaper. Young children usually wear diapers until they are 2 or 3 years old.Cat litter. You should change your cat's cat litter about once a week. The top five most unusual jobs. Alligator wrestler. This job definitely requires a sense of adventure.Alligator wrestlers do just what their job title implies. They wrestle alligators. Crowds watch a wrestler grab an alligator, wrap his arms around the animal, and pry its mouth open. Holding the mouth open, the wrestlers then give a brief talk about alligators to the crowd. You might think such a dangerous job would pay well.But most wrestlers make just 8 to 12 U.S. dollars an hour. Some alligator wrestlers have a background in biology. Odor judger. This is a tough job. Odor judgers have to smell some pretty bad odors. Armpits, dirty diapers, and used cat litter are a few examples.Odor judgers help to make the products that cover up awful odor. If you have a good sense of smell and a strong stomach, this job might be for you. If none of these unusual jobs appeal to you, don't worry. There are plenty of other unique career opportunities out there. Remember, you don't need to stay in a job that's just too normal.
Well, you know, Hazel, out of all of those unusual jobs, the one that appeals to me the most is the laughter therapist.
Well, you know, I've been thinking maybe working here as a studio classroom teacher, maybe this job is unusual enough.
You know, I think you're right. And even as teachers, we could still do all those other things, couldn't we?
That's right. We can still smell dirty diapers.
We can still wrestle alligators.
And we can still have fun.
Well, friends, I hope you enjoyed our lesson. Please join us next time for another lesson here at Studio Classroom. Bye-bye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.